Hello. Thank you for joining for quote 150 from the book Thoughts of Awakening by Regina Dawn Akers. We begin by remembering the truth of what we are, and from this place of stillness, we allow the quote to speak to us. As we sink deeply into our hearts, we take a few deep breaths to quiet the body, quiet the mind. Allowing the body mind to relax into the next few minutes of having nothing to do, nowhere to go, and nothing to fix. Settling into a quietness. Allowing ourselves to let go of all the thoughts, activities, concerns of the day. Allowing ourselves to come into the present moment, noticing what's here right now, in this present moment? Not wanting to change or fix anything. Allowing whatever comes into awareness to simply be. Noticing any thoughts, any emotions or mood, any body sensations, just noticing what comes into awareness, allowing it all to be there just as it is. And then noticing there is a noticer, one that notices it. One that is before all of it. Without the noticer, none of it would be. None of it would be noticed. and allowing yourself to be the noticer. Be the awareness of all that is in awareness. Simply being the awareness of all that. You are the awareness. Awareness has no past. Awareness has no future. Awareness simply is right now, in this moment. A fresh and eternal moment. Awareness has no stories. Awareness has no judgments. Feel yourself as awareness and only awareness. Simply being. Awareness. Awareness has no roles or responsibilities. Awareness has no preferences. Awareness doesn't have a personality. Awareness doesn't have any bad habits or good habits. Awareness simply is aware of all that. Awareness doesn't have any possessions. Awareness doesn't brush its teeth. Awareness is aware of teeth being brushed without any commentary on it, without any judgment or story, without any agitation. Awareness doesn't daydream. You are the awareness of all that, watching as all that unfolds. Allowing grace to move through all beings as you watch it all unfold. Remain here, living from this place of awareness, of pure being. Thank you. The inner guiding force is not a separate force guiding against the intentions of the all. The inner guiding force is a resulting force coming from the all for the all in love. This is why you can trust the inner guiding force. It is the perfect flow of harmony given in answer to the call and request of all. Given from our Holy Spirit. The inner guiding force is not a separate force guiding against the intentions of the all. The inner guiding force is a resulting force coming from the all, for the all, in love. This is why you can trust the inner guiding force. It is the perfect flow of harmony given in answer to the call and request of all. Thank you. The inner guiding force is not a separate force, guiding against the intentions of the All. The inner guiding force is a resulting force, coming from the All, for the All, in love. This is why you can trust the inner guiding force. It is the perfect flow of harmony, given in answer to the call and request of all. The inner guiding force is not a separate force, guiding against the intentions of the All. The inner guiding force is a resulting force, coming from the All, for the All, in love. This is why you can trust the inner guiding force. It is the perfect flow of harmony, given in answer to the call and request of all. Thank you for joining for quote 150 from the book Thoughts of Awakening by Regina Dawn Akers. Namaste.